Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Tage, a much better game tonight, but I know you guys aren't into moral victories. You needed 2 points out of it. What were your thoughts on the overall game?
Yeah, I mean, well, first and foremost, we need wins. So that sucks that we lost what I thought was a very winnable game. Obviously, you know, we knew it was a tough game coming in, but you can't give them free offense like that right off the hop, and we're chasing a really good team. Puts yourself behind the eight ball big time, and I thought we did a good job clawing our way back, but it's tough whenever you find yourself trailing, especially against a good team like that. That one sucks.
How did you claw your way back into it?
I mean, I thought we did a good job on our breakouts, possessing the puck. I think we had some shifts where we were possessing in the ozone. We had bodies in traffic at the net, and had some second opportunities. I think you see the first goal there. Bo was a pretty simple shot from the point and just whacking away and get a greasy one there. I think we had our fair share in the third too of some pretty good looks. So like I said, it's just tough when you're chasing the game.
You've always said you'll play wing, center, whatever, but you were back at center today. How did you feel there? It looked like you had a better game at center today.
I felt like myself. I felt way better in the middle. I thought I was moving my feet really well. I thought, for me, I like being in the middle. You can carry the puck and kind of dictate the pace of the game, and I feel like it just gets me involved in the play more. So. Being able to skate up the ice with the puck and make plays and find myself in pockets to shoot. So I think that was, for me, a good step, but obviously not good enough.
Did you guys work the power play better? Did you feel overall today you did get a goal on as a power play, but how did you feel it worked around?
Way better. I thought our entries were really good. I thought our end zone puck movement was great. I thought we had some really good looks. Could have had a couple. Definitely was a momentum builder for us tonight. Would have liked to get one at the end there, tie it up. Obviously a step in the right direction, but we got to find ways to win right now.
I mean, the third period power play that Colorado killed off, how valuable would it have been for your team to convert on that?
Well, it would have tied the game, so pretty valuable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how were they able to keep your team off balance in that power play?
I mean, they killed it off pretty good. I don't know. It's a interesting one. They killed and we didn't score. I mean, your penalty kill power play, good PKs are usually around 80%, so it's a pretty good number,
They only had 6 shots in the first period. Once they got those goals, did you guys stop chasing them a little bit and playing better D by not chasing them around?
I mean, I didn't really feel like we were chasing them at all, to be honest, in the game. I thought, we obviously know they're really deadly off the rush. I think you have to have awareness when that big line's out there, especially when they're behind the goal line, those little quick pop plays to the center in the slot. I think they beat us on that a couple times. But I thought, honestly, like D-zone, I thought was okay. Kind of kept them to the perimeter. Outside of those, like I said, you got to be aware when those guys are out there. They look slot a lot and obviously have a ton of skill to make those plays. But off the rush, I thought we didn't really give them much. We know they're a good rush team. We try to limit their chances off the rush. And I thought we did a pretty good job causing turnovers there and transition going the other way. Got some of our offense looks in that aspect.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.